Dictation for Sue, S-U-E, Richards, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S, December 8, 58. Addresses a letter to Dr. Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Boyk, P as in boy, O-Y-K, 802-5955. Dear Dr. Boyk, consultation Mrs. Richards, Sue, 67-year-old lady with known history of hypertension, renal artery stenosis, preserved kidney function, low sodium concentration. She has extensive atherosclerosis, coronary artery, peripheral vascular disease, follows cardiology Midland, prior angioplasty stenting on the right kidney, long-standing hypertension, blood pressure at home in the 150s over 80s and 90s. She lives alone, trying to do sodium restriction. She believes her weight is stable, although appetite is in the low side. Doesn't eat 3 meals a day, but small bites through the day, grazing. No severe nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no, denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies changes in urination. There is numbness, toes all the way to the knees, bilateral, but no ulcers, no gross edema. Presently, no discolor of the toes or claudication. No chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea. Remains at baseline, no purulent arterial hemoptysis. Denies the use of oxygen CPAP machine. Next paragraph, past medical history, bipolar disorder, hypertension. Prior smoker, extensive vascular disease, coronary artery disease, with prior 3-vessel bypass surgery 2011, 3 stents 2013, 2 stents 2021. Right-sided renal artery angioplasty stent, bilateral iliac artery stents, peripheral vascular disease, abdominal aortic aneurysis, carotid artery disease, prior gout like 5 years, prior history of goiter requiring surgery when she was 5 years old, denies deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, pneumonia, UTI, liver disease, denies kidney stones. She's not aware of blood clotting in the urine. Next paragraph. Procedures for the heart, kidney, legs as indicated above. Also thyroid, tonsils, adenoids. There was a rupture of the right bicep but did not require surgery. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, she started smoking age 18, between 1 and 1.5, is still active, no alcohol or drugs, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications, aspirin, Lipitor, vitamin D, Plavix, Nurantin, thyroid replacement, lisinopril, metoprolol, aldactone, no diuretics, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, physical exam, weight 95 pounds, 59 inches tall, blood pressure 176 on the right, over 80 on the left side, 206 over 101, slender build, pleasant, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, emphysema, anterior wheezes, no RALS, no pleural effusion consolidation. There is bilateral carotid bruise. No gross abdominal distension, ascites or tenderness. On the heart, there is a systolic murmur. Continuous, some diastolic component. There is also bilateral femoral bruits, presently no gross edema or focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from April, normal kidney function, upper normal potassium, normal acid base, low sodium at 125, normal calcium glucose, normal GFR. Back in January, urine analysis, 1+ of blood, 2+ of protein. At that time, 1+ leukocyte esterase, although no bacteria, and 5 to 10 white blood cells. She has gross proteinuria with an albumin creatinine ratio 2,600. Last PTH from January, not elevated. TSH well replaced. Cholesterol profile well controlled. LDL at 94. Back in January, urine sodium at 53 with a urine osmolality 287. At that time, cortisol non-stimulated was at 11. Prior urine sodiums and osmolality, similar findings, with osmolality consistently below 300. A1C normal at 5.8. Prior protein electrophoresis, predominance of albumin in the urine. No monoclonal protein, HIV negative. September 2025, screening for lung cancer, CT scan. Ascending aortic, heavily calcified, and ectasia, the prior bypass surgery. Ground glass opacities on the upper lobes. Last testing for the renal arteries from May 2024. They did angioplasty, of the right renal artery with in-stent restenosis. The abdominal aorta was heavy calcified with a 40-50% stenosis. The bilateral iliac renal arteries were open. Before procedure, right side renal artery 70-80% stenosis, left renal artery 30% stenosis. There was an accessory renal artery supply inferior pole 99 ostial stenosis. Last echo available is 2021 with normal ejection fraction. There was aortic regurgitation. That's probably the diastolic sound on the physical exam. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Severe hypertension, predominance systolic, extensive atherosclerosis, documented renal artery stenosis right-sided with procedures on maximal dose of ACE inhibitors lisinopril, also tolerating aldactone with normal kidney function, acceptable potassium acid base, heavy smoker that has not been able to quit. Next number, albuminuria. without history of diabetes, without evidence of nephrotic syndrome, probably related to renal artery stenosis. We will continue to monitor. Presently, not a candidate for a renal biopsy or immunosuppressants. Already on ACE inhibitors and aldosterone blockers, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, hyponatremia. This appears to be more related to low SOLUTE, S-O-L-U-T-E intake. She is not on diuretics. There is no diarrhea. Valium appears to be normal to the low side. Increased protein intake. Next number, smoker COPD abnormalities. Next number, extensive atherosclerosis, carotids, heart, lower extremity aorta, kidney artery as indicated above with prior procedures. Next number, hyperlipidemia on treatment. Goal probably will be LDH of 50 to 70. She is on high dose presently. Next number, aortic insufficiency. Cardiac clinically stable. Continue present regimen. All issues discussed with the patient will follow with you. End of dictation.